This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Well, Kira, I tell you, another thing that I don't imagine you can wait to do is talk to friend of the show, Mark. Now, it's been a while since Mark has been on with us. If you're a regular listener to the show, you might know who Mark is. Mark, hello.
Hey, Chris.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Good. Yeah, all aces.
All aces?
Good. It's been a while since we talked to you, Mark.
Yeah, how has life been?
Like, Chris told me that you were coming on, and I was like, oh, right, here we go. But you're kind of one of those things that I've, I don't know, slowly got used to, I guess.
I'm like a mold, Kira. I've grown on you.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's it, Mark. So, how has life been since we last spoke to you? I imagine it's been quite a while.
Yeah, it's peachy keen. I'm just keeping the plates spinning.
Plates would those be? Are you working at the moment? Because I remember you were saying you might go do some course or something.
Yeah,
there.
I think you were talking about college.
Yeah, no, that didn't really work out. So I'm kind of just, I'm finding new avenues for myself, maybe a new direction.
What do you mean it didn't work out?
Well, you know, it just wasn't for me. It just wasn't, well, we weren't a right fit.
Did you go to college?
I did for 4 days.
All right.
Mark, can I ask, how come you didn't like it after 4 days? What was it about it that you didn't like?
It's too much stuff, too much... reading and learning and people and things.
Well, no, you know what? Going to college can be a very overwhelming experience for an individual. But I would have liked maybe if you'd given it more than 4 days.
Well, I did mean to go in on the fifth one, but I could be honest, I was late, so I just didn't bother.
And then you just didn't go back?
Yeah.
This is some persistence, Mark, in fairness. That's incredible that you did a whole 4 days before you decided you didn't like it. That must have been months ago, though, at this point, wasn't it?
You gotta quit when you're ahead, Chris.
Yeah. Doesn't even make any sense. But Mark, it's good to talk to you. I mean, I'll tell you what. Basically, Mark emails me most weeks trying to come on. I think, Mark, the last time you came on with us was when me and Kieran were giving out to you, because when we were covering Drive, you kept harassing all of the producers and broadcast coordinators to let you on air when we were on air. And obviously they're not going to do that, because it's a wonder you get on here, Mark. Never mind when we're on during the day. I mean, that's not happening.
Well, you know, I'd like to put myself out there, Chris. You know, I wanted to talk to you. You were on the radio. I didn't see the big deal, but they kept us apart.
Not incredible that they decided not to let you on air with this, Mark. Well, look.
They stopped the magic from happening.
Yeah, because it would have been magic.
It would have been incredible. I guess we will get to, though, we'll get to
Baby
why...
Baby Jesus wept.
Say again?
Baby Jesus wept.
He did. He wept because you weren't allowed out. Isn't that right, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you why Mark's on the phone. This is 100% genuine as well. And... I think it's cool as well that you will actually come on and talk about this on air, Mark. I do think this is kind of funny in its own way. So kudos at least on that. So, Kira, Mark's been on the show since we got to 2FM, I don't know, what, maybe 6 or 7 times?
I wouldn't say even 6 or 7 times. I would say maybe about 4.
Mark has gotten wind of it somehow that certain people get contributor fees for going on the radio, right?
Oh, my God.
And now Mark wants to be paid for any contribution he does... And all of the back ones that he also did. So he wants back pay for all of those other times he was on the phone with us. So, Mark, do I have it right so far?
By the word, Chris. By the word.
So you think you should get paid for all the times you've come on the show?
I'm part of the inner workings of the show. And, you know, that makes money.
Okay, wait a second. The inner workings of the show.
Of how are you part of the inner workings of the show?
I'm on it.
Mark, you've been on the show maybe about 4 or 5 times since we first came to 2FM.
6 times, Kira.
Is it 6?
I've counted.
All right, I see you have. So, Mark...
I have everything done. Like, I have the invoice done. I got an invoice.
Invoice? Do you have VAT added to the invoice, though?
I've got an invoice from the internet. I Googled invoices.
Oh, well, that's kind of sweet.
And I have the dates down and the amount of time I was on. So there's different fees because obviously I charge by the minute.
Oh, do you?
What are we looking at so far?
Well, you're go on. How much are we looking
how
at?
How much is this going to set us back?
Well, I worked it out and I put it all into kind of a little spreadsheet. And it's €13.37 per minute.
Okay, wow.
Wait a second. €13 per minute.
That's
€13.37 per minute.
So then what do we owe you in total?
I haven't got the final tally done because tonight's show obviously hasn't, you know, have to work it out at the end.
Mark, a lot of the people that, no, hold on, Chris, now. A lot of the people that we get on the show contribute. Can I ask you, what do you think your contribution is to this show? I'm dying to know.
I bring added value, Kira. I think I bring the show to the next level.
I don't ever really hear you talk about topics. They'd be pretty popular when you're doing a radio show.
Mark, didn't you once, wasn't one of the times you rang to tell us that we were shit at radio and should go back to college?
Well, more so Kira than you, Chris. I mean,
how are you charging for that though, Mark? How are you charging for ringing us up and telling us we're shit?
Do you usually charge for abuse, Mark? Is that it?
Yeah, Mark, how can you...
This is the first.
How can you charge for ringing two people, telling them they're shit at radio and that they should quit and then send them an invoice for that consultation on their careers?
Career advice. Career advancement.
Mark, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Mark, this is not the first time that you've tried to jump on the bandwagon that is this show, okay? Chris, when we won the best UK and Ireland podcast for iTunes, Mark tried to claim some of that award because he was on, and I counted because I have the podcast, he was on three of those podcasts.
Oh, yeah, hold on. So there you go, Mark. That was another time you were on air when you were saying that you should have gotten part of the award that we got from iTunes because you were on some of the podcasts.
I don't think that's an unreasonable demand.
No, but again, it's not something I would invoice for having been on air with.
Well, you know, I've got bills to pay, Chris. Like, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, Kira gets paid.
Yes, she does, of course, because Kira is like a host of the show.
Here we go.
Well, we're all part. We're all in it together, you know.
Mark, when you listen to the show, that doesn't mean that you're actually on the show. If you know what I'm trying to say.
I think every listener should get paid.
Is that what you'd want, Mark? Would you want every listener of this show to get paid?
No, that'd be silly. Just me.
Mark, can I... Genuine question.
I'm a star on the kind of walk of fame that is the show. You know, my name's up there in lights. And, you know, if you look down the list of credits, you'll see my name there. So
no, Mark...
You know, it's very funny, actually. You know how we have that new intro for the show and one of the clips is Mark talking? Mark sends me a lot of emails and other people who work on the show, which, by the way, Mark is really starting to like distress and freak some of them out because you send so many emails. Mark said in one of the emails that because he's on the intro of the show, we should either pay him like a right to use that or he should get paid every time it airs. Mark.
Royalties, Chris. Mark, I'm looking this up.
You're looking this up. But here's the thing.
Shaken Stevens still makes money off his songs every year.
No, of course he does. But here's
the
difference.
You would be up there with Shaken Stevens, Chris. I mean, you can't argue with that.
Mark, they own the rights to their stuff. What happens when you come on here and you talk to us, right? That's kind of, not to get really boring and technical here to all the anorexics who probably be interested in this, that's owned by 2FM, if you understand me. Like, they own the copyright to what happens on their own shows. Of course they do. So if that happened on a show, they can reuse it in a context like for an intro. Like the intro that we've got at the start of the show now that has you on it.
I was out that day, Chris. I didn't get that bit.
Wait, what bit?
I didn't know that bit. I was out that day when they were saying that, you know.
Out where?
I'm owned.
What?
You're saying I'm owned by or, you know, you own my bits when I say them. So what? I'm, you know, I'm just creating, you know, stuff just flows out of me. You know, it's all on the fly.
You can't
copyright that.
Well, you can. That's my point. If you come on air and talk to us, we own the copyright to that. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Ooh, that's a bit... Ooh, I don't like that, man. That's like disrupting the flow. That's putting the dampeners on the creativity. No. Now I'd be...
Oh.
So we're going to get less creativity from you.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm not going to get paid for the, you know, the flow, you know, if it's going to be copyrighted, then, you know, it's going to impinge and it's going to squeeze it.
So you mean you won't be coming on anymore and telling us that we're shit and shouldn't be on air, or that you deserve to get as part of the iTunes award? Or another one of the other times you were on is when we had you on to play the Win Back Your License Fee quiz. It was when we first got to 2FM and they weren't aware of what a problem you are. So you managed to get on as one of the contestants and then wouldn't play the quiz with us. Do you also think you should get paid for that?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's value in that. I mean, it's unique. It's a unique selling point. No one else has ever done it. It's original.
So,
Mark, what were you doing during the week? What were you doing just casually during the day, during the week? What were you doing?
I was out for walks, Kira. I love Christmas, so I was looking at the lights, and I bought a little Santa that sits in a chair with my name on it.
And, I mean, how couldn't we pay for this? I mean, in fairness, when you're getting this, Mark, I agree, maybe we should be paying for it.
And blue Christmas lights, Chris. Yeah, here's a topic, Kira. Blue Christmas lights. I don't like blue Christmas lights. Blue Christmas lights have nothing to do with Christmas. They make you think of the toilet. You know, they make you feel cold. They're not good. Red, cool, green, orange. I'm all on for them, but blue, no.
Oh, do you mean blue because it's like the colour of those lights they have in public bathrooms so junkies can't find their veins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See a lot of junkie elves going around, and that's why they have the blue lights. But it's cold. It doesn't look nice. It's not. And penguins don't have anything to do with Christmas either.
That was actually a good contribution, in fairness.
I'm actually impressed by that. Like, I think of all the times that you were on this show, Mark, that is the most that you contributed. Can we pay Mark for those two sentences?
He's had a great topic there. Like, that's a good point. Blue Christmas lights. What's the deal with them? Like, I hear you, Mark. That's actually...
Yeah.
Mark, if you were doing this all the time rather than coming on and being contrary and difficult and not playing any quizzes with us, we might actually get something done.
Right, well, now we know, Chris. Now we know where to go. I think we've resolved our differences.
So, if you were to come on again, would you expect to be paid?
Yeah, €13.37 a minute.
Well, so far, because there's this kind of timer thing that starts whenever I turn on the microphone, just so that we can have an idea of what's going on. So far, Mark, you've been on just under 12 minutes. So, hold on, I'll calculate what this would have cost us so far. So, 12 minutes multiplied by, what did you say? €13.37. So far, this would cost us €160.
Good value, I reckon.
Can you imagine if we paid €60 for this?
There's no other Mark. There's no other Chris and Kira. There's not a Chris and Kira in any other place. So, you know.
A few try to be, actually, if I'm honest with you. There's a few very shit copies of us. But you're right, Mark. Yeah. There's no other...
Can I say, are we done here?
Mark, what do you think? Do you have any other things like blue Christmas lights? What's the deal with that?
I'm struggling, Chris. You caught me on the fly here. What do you see now? I'm nervous about, you know, creating some new gold for you, because I don't know if it's going to be, you know, copyrighted, as you think.
It is going to be copyrighted.
It is, so Mark.
We need to work out the deets.
The deets, right? Okay. Do you know what?
No, look, come here, Mark. Before you go, for real, I like talking to you.
Me too, Chris.
I think you do add to the show.
Do you think he's worth €160?
This segment would now be at nearly €180 by Mark's calculations. But
VFM.
Say again?
VFM.
What does that mean?
Value for money.
All right.
Did you learn that in college?
No, I saw it once in a sticker. I learned more from the sticker than I learned from 4 days in college, Kira.
Okay.
All right, look. Mark, do you still not like Kira, by the way, before we go?
Yeah. Well, it's the season of goodwill and all that, you know, Chris. So we've got to help those less fortunate than ourselves.
That's why we have you on. Hey! That's why we have you on, you know.
Mark, do you consider Kira less fortunate than you?
Well, I actually think you're probably less fortunate, Chris, because you have to work with us. Oh. Let's not pick over that one.
Yeah.
Right. Well, look, Mark,
I haven't grown on him in the past 2 years, so, you know.
Mark, look, it was good to talk to you, as always.
You too, Christopher.
Just to work out now before you go, Mark, I'm just going to 14 minutes by €13.37. You'd be at €190 now if we were charging by the minute, as you say, for this. So, Kira, do you think this was worth €200?
No, I don't.
What do you think, Mark?
You don't know value when you see it, Kira.
All right, Mark. I do think you add to the show. That's what I was saying when I was wrapping up there. I do think you add to the show in your own funny way. But, like, you're not like Emma Power or whatever, who was on earlier. Like, she does a bit. Like, she does something really fun. Like, she researches that. Like, that takes time. That takes a broadcasting talent and flair that Emma has. You just kind of ring up and make fun of us and tell us we're shit. Which is, in a way, is its own skill.
That takes time and is a skill.
All right.
Creativity and pre-planning. You don't just think I make it up on the fly, do you?
No. I mean, well, you just said you make it up on the fly.
Well, yeah, but with some carefully rehearsed on-the-fly material.
Okay. Mark, I'll tell you what. It was good to talk to you. And we will talk to you again at some point in the future, I hope, if we can work out the financial obligations that we might have if we talk to you again.
Sounds good to me, Chris. Let's exchange numbers.
No, that's fine. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, okay.
All right. And that, I think... You see, Mark obviously heard somewhere that people get paid for coming on RTE shows and now wants to get paid.
I don't even know what to say, so...
I don't think there's any point in paying Mark. Like, if it was... See, here's the thing. If it was pay him and he never come on again, I'd just say, well, we won't have him on again, ever. Much as I like talking to him. I don't think he's worth that.
Chris, he's definitely not worth that. And I can't believe we're even having this conversation that he'd be worth anything.
I like how Mark thinks he's like Brian Lloyd. Like, you know, going to film premieres, a serious journalist, coming on, getting paid for his great work. I like how Mark thinks that he's in the same league. But anyway, that's Mark.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.